thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
Monday the 2nd of March 2020. Topic is Lessons from God's Creatures, Part 1. Psalm 27:8. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. In his book Talking Dogs, Sam Mason discusses how God can use our pets to speak to us. Looking back on some dogs he has owned and the lessons he learned from them, he writes, one such occasion was when Ranger, our 11-pound Italian greyhound, was sitting on my lap as I relaxed in the recliner. I noticed that familiar, endearing little tilt of the head as he looked me directly in the eye. I found myself wondering what his purpose was. A second later, I warmed to the pleasure of divine inspiration as the explanation flowed in my stream of thought. Ranger was seeking my face. You see, dogs become students of their owners. Their comprehension of spoken human language is limited to a handful of words. Their capacity to understand a creature of far greater intellect is restricted. So they study our movements, facial expressions, hand gestures, and other body language. Likewise, we have limited understanding of our master. So how do we seek the face of someone who is so far our superior? The Lord reveals himself to us through his word. That's where our pursuit begins. How sad that so few professing Christians read and study the Bible on any regular basis. But beyond the scriptures, there are other ways to seek God's face. Pay attention to the ways of God as the Holy Spirit moves upon your heart during church services. Learn from his interventions in your life and those of your fellow believers. Behind his works are his ways. Determined to become a student of the Master at every opportunity. That's Lessons from God's Creatures, Part 1 from Visions, The Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.